Last week, the Wyoming Archaeological Society and the Montana Archaeological Society held a joint conference in Billings, Montana. 3 years ago, women archaeologists from both Wyoming and Montana started a group called the Sisterhood of the Traveling Trowel. The group tries to help emerging women archaeologists in their careers. Crystal Allegria and Bonnie Smith are both members of the Sisterhood and archaeologists in the Plains Country. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska speaks with both women on the need to help women archaeologists. She first asked Bonnie Smith what the group's goal was this year.
The goal this year was to pay tribute to one of our sisters, one of the founding members of the Sisterhood, Ruth Ann Knutson, who passed away about a month ago. And we are in the process of setting up a scholarship in her name that will go towards young women to help attending conferences, to help with attending field school, you know, just to help.
So the field of archaeology is now almost more dominated by women, but in the past, it was really the opposite. There weren't very many women in this field. And so over the years, with people like Ruth Ann and Alice Kehoe and all these other women, they've really done a good job of making it easier for women to be part of this field. So we, as the sisters, want to honor them and honor their work and their scholarship and their publications and the way that they've paved for the rest of us to kind of follow behind and make it easier for us to do the work that we love to do.
Why was it important for the Sisterhood of the Trowel to honor Ruth Ann?
It was important because the Sisters of the Traveling Trowel, it was a group that Ruth Ann was a founding member of. So we kind of came up with it a few years ago, and Ruth Ann was there when we came up with that idea. And so for us, it was really important to honor Ruth Ann, not only because of that, because she was a founder of the Sisters of the Traveling Trowel, but also because she was one of those really important sisters who paved the way for other women. And Ruth Ann was tough. I mean, she had a heart of gold. She was a teddy bear underneath, but she was a tough lady, and she would tell it like it was, and she would really push her way through if she needed to. And so to me, she's like the ultimate, you know, sister of the traveling trowel, because she really, she was the way paver in a lot of ways. There's a lot of other women like Ruth Ann too, but for me, she really exemplifies what we are honoring with the Sisters of the Traveling Trowel.
Do you remember a story that she told you guys that's kind of popped out?
So we were talking with Ruth Ann. There was a group of us that were sitting together kind of reminiscing about the women who kind of came before us and who paved the way for us. And so we were talking, and Ruth Ann started talking about Marie Wormington, who was a woman who was an archaeologist at a time when there weren't very many women archaeologists. And
when was that?
It was probably in the kind of the 50s, 60s, the 1950s, 1960s is Marie, 1970s. Was the time, and Marie Wormington was kind of in that time a little bit later, but that was the time we were kind of reminiscing to, as kind of the women who were doing archaeology in the 1950s, 1960s, 1970s is the time frame. And so we were talking about, and she was talking about her, she was close to Marie Wormington, this woman who was really a foremother in the field of archaeology and plains archaeology, and so she was talking about her and some of the struggles that she had, and how Ruth Ann really looked to her to pave her own career, and Marie really helped Ruth Ann with that, to pave her own career. We were also talking about some of the other women, and so it was a really nice gathering, because we were talking about some of these women who had really paved the way for the current generation. But of course, now the current generation are retired, they're in their mid-70s, and those are the women who paved the way for my generation, who are in their mid to late 40s, and then, you know, now we're helping to pave the way for some of the younger professionals as well. So it was at this, you know, this gathering that we had, there was a few different generations there, so it was really neat to see that, and to see how we kind of mentor each other and help each other move through the field of archaeology. And so archaeology is kind of a different field because you spend a lot of your time out in the field, and so that's kind of hard for women sometimes with families and with children, but these women who went before us really figured that out and were able to manage that and do that in a way that was probably very difficult for them, but they figured it out.
And for someone who's not an archaeologist, what is a trowel?
A trowel has many uses. It is usually what we use to remove dirt when we're working excavating a site, centimeter by centimeter, little bit by little bit, and that's what a trowel is. You can also like mortar a wall with a trowel. There's all sorts of uses for a trowel, but it is the primary tool of an archaeologist.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska speaking with Crystal Alegria and Bonnie Smith, members of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Trowel. This year, the group is offering 3 scholarships to help women archaeologists attend conferences and field school.